Hi, my name is Tim Pello, and I'm a farmer at Tolstoy Farms, which is located in Mill Canyon. I've been living there and working on the farm for about a quarter century. I would say that a worry I have about the application of the biosolids nearby is that they're not actually like manure. They try to tell you that it's a product like manure. As a farmer, I use manures. I'm an organic farmer. I use manures. I don't have a problem with the idea of recycling animal waste into a usable product for agriculture. However, what we have here is not actually fertilizer. It's not actually manure. It's actually a toxic waste product. When the laws were changed on the Clean Water Act, which prevented the dumping of raw sewage into waterways, the government was suddenly faced with huge amounts of solid waste. And what washes into the sewage system isn't just bodily waste, which already can contain pharmaceutical drugs. It also includes anything that runs off this road. It includes anything that comes from any factory. All of this gets run together until you have just this toxic wash of manure mixed with water, mixed with toxic road runoff, mixed with yard chemicals, mixed with factory wastes. It's not like using manure from a barnyard. It's not like you're taking manure from a barnyard and applying composting and applying it to your soil. And this was a bureaucratic change which was done in order to facilitate not having to deal with this as a toxic waste product. They changed it from a toxic waste product to bureaucratic designation as a soil amendment. And at that point, they were then able to dump it in rural areas without having to go through the arduous process of dealing with it as a toxic waste product. And unfortunately, this happens a lot. People where places where there's low populations, such as rural areas, or places where their people are poorer than the general population in large municipal areas, end up eating the toxic waste of people who are more wealthy. They're the dumping grounds for people that are more wealthy. And so that is a bad trend. Where they're dumping right now won't get into the water supply that we're using on our farm. However, there are wind storms at times which blow dust into the air, which carries for miles. I mean, there's oftentimes out where we are weather designations of blowing dust. Some days you'll just have dust so thick that you can't really even see through it. And so this stuff doesn't stay put. The soil blows into the air, it gets into the water, it runs down. And also it's just a bad trend. You know, they get one farm to, they pay them to take this stuff and dump it on their land. Well, then there might be other people with land that they're like, you know, they could dump it there too. You know, and pretty soon you have a lot of places where they're dumping this stuff. It's a bad precedent to make bureaucratic changes to facilitate dumping of toxic waste by acting like it's not toxic waste. It's a bad precedent to utilize low population rural areas or areas with poor people to dump toxic wastes without having proper facilities or maintenance programs for dealing with them. And I'm against these tendencies, and I'm against the biosolids program as it is.